Amen. Thank you so much to Setman. Thank you, Pastor MY. Thank you, the pastorate. You are raising champions. And the Lord continue to strengthen your hand to build a new generation of armies that are doing God's work gloriously. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for tonight. Thank you for your word. Lord, we bless you. Thank you because the entrance of your word brings light, brings understanding. Lord, we stay yielded to you. Speak to us tonight and cause that your word will make our lives to metamorphose into something tangibly great that we will not forget in a long time. Glory to you, Lord, for in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Tonight, quickly, we'll just look at God's word, and I'll be speaking on which way? God's way or man's way? Hallelujah. Which way? We have a lot of people who prefer to stick to what they are being told. A lot of people will tell you, my father said, my brother said, our elders say. But when it comes to God's word, you need to repeat, it over and over to them for them to grab and run with it. But they are quick to run with whatever that either culture, tradition, religion has said. But what the Spirit of God is saying, what the Word of God is saying, they look at it, as soon as they get out, they forget it. You need to almost remind them repeatedly before it sinks in. May God help us in Jesus' name. Our text is taken from John, the book of John, chapter 8. John chapter 8. Okay, we'll read some verses there. I marked some places. Okay, so from verse 31. Jesus said to the people who believed in him, you are truly my disciples if you remain faithful to my teachings. And you will know the truth. And the truth will set you free. Hallelujah. But we are descendants of Abraham, they replied. They said to Jesus, we have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean you will set us free? Jesus replied, I tell you the truth. Everyone who sins is a slave of sin. Hallelujah. A slave is not a permanent member of the family, but a son is part of the family forever. Hallelujah. So many times when Jesus is speaking, especially to the Pharisees, you know, these are people who have stayed, who have dwelt in the temple for so long. They feel they know it all. Like, you almost cannot tell them anything. There's nothing you want to tell them. They look at you and like, this mother, what does he have to say? We were here before this church was built. In fact, we co-founded this synagogue. There's nothing you will tell them. They just look at you, size you, and just, that's what they were doing to Jesus. Like, who is this? Who is this? He was giving them the word. And that's not what was entering their head. All they are concerned about is, we are the old-time religion. We are the elders. We are the fathers. And our fathers told us this, this, and this. What is this one saying? These are people who value the building called temple beyond themselves as temple of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah. These are two temples I just described. They have more values for the building as a temple. So they know and understand that their fathers, they used to go to the temple to worship God. But God has moved. They still value that. And they still do not get it that they are now the temple where God's presence ought to reside. They still believe in going somewhere to hold service or to worship. If it's not there, God is not there. In verse 36, so if the Son sets you free, you are truly free. Yes, I realize that you are descendants of Abraham. And yet, some of you are trying to kill me because there's no room in your hearts for my message. I am telling you what I saw when I was with my father. But you are following the advice of your father. As I was reading this place, while preparing this, I told myself, I said, even Jesus is not a troublemaker. He's a table shaker. He knew their minds. He knew. You know, most times when they come, he already, even within, he knows what it was. But he would just, and those are the things that make them, first, he would stir them up and then just show them their folly. Because we don't hold on to the later. It's not about the later. It's about there's a new realm. And when the word is talking to you and you are sizing him, comparing him and almost compelling him to want to come to the size in your eyes, in your head, framed by whatever you have heard of your fathers, then you will miss the message itself. Our father is Abraham, they declared. So Jesus was talking about a father. He was talking about our father, his father, that he has been with, that sent him, that he's telling them about now. They said, no, I don't know where you're from. I don't know your father you're talking about, but our father is Abraham. In fact, they were bragging. It's a bragging right. Our father is Abraham. If you read down, there's a place where, okay, let me just take there. Jesus replied, for if you were really the children of Abraham, you would follow his example. That means, even as we were bragging that, I'm the son of, it's like coming out and bragging that, I will tell you that I'm the son of Durowoju. And I'm not doing like Durowoju. That means, even if my father were to be there, he would disown me because I'm not even behaving like him. I had a story of a woman who was driving on the road, and what happened was she was still learning to drive, so she hit somebody's car. Follow me very well. She hit somebody's car, and she came out. You know, some people who want to brag. Her husband is a retired general, and then he trained a lot of people. Of course, a lot of people passed through him. And all that. And then so this woman hit this man's car. So she's wrong. But she came out bragging. You know, when you have certain things in your head, I will show you today. In fact, the man came out and the man was telling him that, madam, you are the one that's wrong. See, you hit me from, you are the one that's wrong. The woman gave this guy a dirty slap. I said, I want to see, today I will deal with you. And she picked her phone and made a call and called her husband. Her husband came. Drove down, was wearing this military shirt, came down and went to the man and saw the man. The man prostrated on the floor, greeted him. Apparently, this is one of his sons that he raised, that he knows very well. And he knows this is one man he can brag about that is so. So the man, on seeing him, the man said, are you the one? He said, yes. He said, what happened? He asked the man. The woman was ranting. Like, No, you should be listening to me. I'm not this fool. And I was just calling the man all sorts of names. The man told the woman, he said, will you stay outside? And then was listening to the guy, said, tell me what happened. The guy just told him exactly what happened. You know what he did? He told the wife, said, madam, enter the car, let's go. She didn't want to hear. She said, I will leave you here. Enter the car, let's go. Do you know what happened there? It's just like what I said, when I gave example of saying, if I come out and brag that I am so, and I'm not representing who I said I am, if I'm not representing my father, I told us how, it was Pastor Enwa that said it one day, that, I'm sorry, I've said I won't be using Pastor Enwa because I'll be in trouble, he will fire me now. So he said, don't go out there and break rules, and you come and you say, you are from here. He said, I will deny you. And from that day, anytime we are driving and I'm coming like this, Mrs. Ajere will say, if you don't go and take the long route, if anything happens, you know you won't call anybody. And yes, that's it. The same rule applies. And that's why Jesus told them, he said, if you were really the children of Abraham, you would follow his example. So Abraham had a life pattern that these people are not following. Abraham loved God and he followed God faithfully to the point he was called a friend of God. So these people, they don't even have, even in their heart, they are not friendly in any way. No friendly disposition, because Jesus even told them that you don't even have it in your heart. You don't even, you're not even accommodating. They won't even let him land. One of the other things they did again, I think it's still in the book of John. You remember the story where he met this guy who was blind? And they asked, so he asked the man, what would you have me do? And the man said, oh, that he will receive his sight. And then he prayed for the man and gathered mud and used it to put on his eyes and said he should go to the pool to wash. And the man went to wash and he could see. And he said, go your way. The man met these same people, and they asked him, what happened to you? He said, I don't know. I know that I was blind, and now I can see. They said, and who did it? If God has healed you, what does it matter who did it? What does it matter? Whether it is Seth Man, whether it's Pastor Envy, whether it's anybody, what does it matter? I am healed. I am delivered. I am saved. That's the most important thing. Who did it? God. Glory be to God. But because they are problematic, they are looking for troubles, they asked, who did it? How did it happen? Where and how? And then to the point that they even called his parents to ask, is it true that this guy was born blind? They said, yes, he was born blind. That's a very interesting story. I was reading that and I was just laughing. Let me see. One nine. John 9. Uh-huh. Yes, so let's see John chapter 9. So that we'll come back to this, but let's just see John 9. Good. From verse 1. Okay, no, let's go down. Okay, I love this part of verse 3 where Jesus said, it was not because of his sins or his parents' sins, because there was this question of who sinned that this man was born blind? Because anytime there's a problem, they feel that it's because somebody has done something. Even to this generation, people still feel so. There are people who feel, they will say, God has dealt with me. Because I didn't go to church last Sunday. That's why this thing has happened. No, God is not wicked. God is not like your earthly father who will give you a knock because you just did something. No. There are people who still believe that the predicament they are going through or something that happens to them is because. No. God don't need those your records to validate or show that he's all powerful and so he wants to do something and just make your car to somersault and just spoil because he wants to prove to you that no. He doesn't need to prove anything. He's almighty. Hallelujah. So, this happened so the power of God could be seen in him. Hallelujah.
in him. So whether we fall sick or anything happens, God will heal or bring solution so he can be seen in us. Not that he's the one who makes it happen so that he will showcase. No, no, no. Like we've been told, we learn every day. Like we've been told, we've been taught. We are not the sick. We are not the sick trying to be healed. We are the healed, the ones that have been made whole, that the devil is trying to make sick. Because I'm tired of hearing people who say, it's because of... So somebody dies and then you say, it's the will of God. Is there an idea? No, shut up if you don't know what to say. Stop embarrassing God and making it look like God is wicked. He's not. Amen. So let's go down. So, after Jesus took mud in verse 6 and added saliva, and he told him, he said, go wash yourself in the pool of Siloam. Okay, I'm trying to go down to where, verse 8. His neighbors and others who knew him as a blind beggar asked each other, isn't this the man who used to sit and beg? Some said he was. Others said, no, he just looks like him. But the beggar kept saying, yes, I am the same one. They said, who healed you? What happened? He told them, the man they called Jesus made mud and spread it over my eyes and told me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash yourself. So I went and washed, and now I can see. Where is he now? They asked. Where is he now? Not because they want a miracle also, not because they sought blessings, but because they are problematic. They just like wahala. He said, I don't know. Then they took the man who had been blind to the Pharisees because it was on the Sabbath that Jesus had made the mud and healed him. The Pharisees asked the man all about it. So he told them, he put the mud over my eyes. So he repeated what happened again. Some of the Pharisees said, this man, Jesus, is not from God. You see, wahala, does it really matter? Is that the cocoa? Somebody has just been healed. Something that has never happened. Their blind eyes have never opened before. Something great has happened. You are pointing on something that is totally irrelevant. This man is not from God. Even if he's a native daughter, he has done something that is absolutely, that has never happened before, that you can't even do. All right. So some of the Pharisees said, this man is not from God, for he is walking on the Sabbath. So you see what I'm saying? Holding on to the laws as against the word. Holding on to the laws, doctrines, culture, you know, as against what is relevant. God has just healed somebody. Glory be to God. Oh, God is great, wonderful, beautiful. Wow, celebrate with the man. No. Is it okay? Is it logical? Is it logically right? By law, by standard, by, is it okay? So until you get your point and then you are justified, you are on the right, they will not stop. So God is doing something in your neighborhood. You can't even rejoice with somebody because it's not happening to you directly. Others passed. I didn't pass. So it's a reason to feel bad because that means God is not, like, God is, God for just one, only be for just pass. But there's joy in your neighborhood. That means it's near. It's closer to you. Hallelujah. And that's why the Bible says, rejoice with them that rejoice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, let's read further down. Then the Pharisees again questioned the man who had been blind and demanded, what's your opinion about this man who healed you? Can you imagine? The man's eyes have just been opened. That's the greatest thing that has happened in his life. That blind eyes that opened has even brought salvation to the man. And then you are asking him, what do you think of this man? Does it really matter? As far as the man is concerned, the man said, I don't know. All I know is I'm blind before now. I can see. I think he's a good man. Because the devil will never do something that good. Hallelujah. The devil will not do something that good. This will help us to be able to discern what's from God and what's from the devil. Because sometimes some people say, I don't know. It looks like. The devil will never want you to do anything that will bring glory to God. So when you check it and you see that it's all about God's glory, God's in the picture. Hallelujah. God is in the picture. Amen. The man replied, I think he must be a prophet. The Jewish leader still refused to believe the man had been blind and now see. So they called in his parents. You can imagine all the length they had to go just to prove that. Meanwhile, if you go back to where we read, John chapter 8 from verse 31 downwards, you will see that all Jesus was simply trying to tell them that is that just like you claim to be the descendants of Abraham, there's no need for contradictions, because what I'm saying now is not even different from what Abraham would say. It's portraying the same God Abraham worshipped, Abraham served, Abraham loved him, Abraham followed him. But no, they would rather stick to laws. If it's not like this, till date, you still have people who feel, you have a lot of people who say, God does not speak to me. How does he speak to people? So they feel in their head, they have this picture that until God said, hey, Jennifer, this is the Lord. He doesn't talk like that. Hallelujah. He doesn't talk like that. Abi Setma, is that how God talks to you? Is that how God talks to you? Setma said in the film. He doesn't talk like that. So that's why we are being trained to read God's word a lot, taking a lot of it. Because if he's going to speak to you, he's going to speak to you through his word. Even if he speaks to you in any way, it will align with his word. Hallelujah. If he speaks to you, it will definitely align with his word. Because he said, he will not come to you in a way that is totally different from his word. If he comes to you and say, carry candle, carry this, carry water and this, and put it and mix it and bath, just as people were doing during the time of Ebola and Corona, it's not God if it doesn't align with his word. Hallelujah. If it doesn't align with his word. I remember one time my mom was very sick, and then she needed, she called me, called me several times, and then she called my wife and said, we should go to Ikotu. She has never been to Lagos, but she knows Ikotu. She had it. She said she saw it on TV. I said, we should go and get her water from synagogue. I said, okay. I have the water that is better than that one. And then my wife and I, we got keg. I won't disobey. I won't tell you, no. We bought keg and we put water inside. We prayed on it and we sent to her. And then she came testifying, like, wow, thank you so much. I'm healed. We're laughing. And then after some weeks, she said, I'm suspecting that you did not go. I said, you are right. You know, I'm not crazy. I can't just go anyhow, walk anyhow. For what? And then I said, how did you know? He said, no, she's healed. But her mind is just telling her that these people will not go. Because she knows my stand. Hallelujah. You should be known for something. Don't just people just come to you and just pick you and say, let's go to that groove. He said, What are they doing there? He said, just come. You flex. Flex what? Don't go and be like my mother-in-law that drank a Smirnoff unknowingly and she was sleeping and you know she thought it's a new model of Sprite. And then she had guzzled the thing before she realized that her eyes were just closing and she was trying to use her hand to help herself. Amen. They said they were children of Abraham, but they don't look anyway like Abraham. So that means there's a particular way we ought to look. I'm not talking about that I'll now start doing my hair like Seth Man or doing my beard like Pastor Man, and then now dress like... It's not that. It's not in physical appearance. But you should be... When they see you, they should know who your father is. Hallelujah. People should be more shocked to see that you are from Surpassing Grace Assembly and then you are tried with the word or something happens and you are not a person of the word. Because here, they eat the word. Hallelujah. We are trained with the word. Hallelujah. Amen. We don't go running from place to place. Running from place to place. Say they happen here, you run, go. If they happen here, you run, go. No. Take your word. Take the word. Get into your room and pray it out. And then you get results. You get answers. Hallelujah. All right, let's see. Let's quickly see John 3. John chapter 3. Let's just look at 3 from verse 5 to 8. Okay. Okay, Jesus replied, I assure you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit. Humans can reproduce only human life, but the Holy Spirit gives birth to spiritual life. Hallelujah. I love that. Even if it's that, if that's the only thing we catch here today. Human, we give birth to human life, but the Holy Spirit gives birth to spiritual life. Hallelujah. I asked us earlier on, which way? God's way or man's way? I'm better with God's way. Hallelujah. I stick to God's way. Because Paul had already admonished us not to be swayed by human philosophies, by human ideas. That means there's a lot of things that will come and see. If somebody want to, we are in election week now. This weekend, we'll be going on Saturday to go and vote. How many of us are ready to vote? This church not the vote. Is that man, you're not voting too? Hallelujah. Okay. Do you know that if someone wants to convince you now that contestant A, out of the three most popular, is the best, they will do everything to convince you, including using money. Hello? It's happening. We are seeing it. You'll be shocked. Another person will come and convince you that contestant B is actually better than A. He's not trying to tell you that contestant B is good, though. He's telling you that it's better than A. Another person will tell you that C is the best. You see these two put together. This one is better than two of them put together. We are not swayed. We should not be swayed by human philosophies. But we should be led by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Amen. So in verse 7, he said, so don't be surprised when I say you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it wants, just as you can hear the wind, but can't tell where it comes from or where it is going. So you can't explain how people are born of the Spirit. Amen. I want us to see this lastly, John 6. John chapter 6, verse 63. John 6:63. Okay. It says, the Spirit alone gives eternal life. Human effort accomplishes nothing. And the very words I have spoken to you are spirit and life. Hallelujah. My words are spirit and life. Let's stick to the word. Let's stick to the word. Because he said in his word, he said, I have honored my word above my name. See, the name alone is powerful. The name is powerful. As glorious as that name, Like said my tutor some time ago, I think some few years ago, he taught on something about the name. And he said, if your word cannot be trusted, then you don't have a name. If your word cannot be trusted, then you don't have a name. And that's what makes God's name thick. That's what makes his name what it is. Because his word can be trusted. You can run with it. You can run with it. If he says you will be healed, you can take it to the bank and be sure that you will be healed. Amen. If he said, I have loved you with an everlasting love, it doesn't matter what they say in your village, whether they say your grandfather was a native doctor or your grandfather worshipped idol till he died and has assigned you to be the one to inherit that whatever deity it is. If God has said, I have loved you with an everlasting love, you can take that to the bank. You can run with it. And know very well that in that word, your deliverance is sure. Amen. Amen. You need not go to the village every year to do renewal of deliverance. Because already we have been blessed. In that blessing is deliverance. He said, I have blessed you with all blessings. It means, see, blessing does not only mean wealth. It means a whole lot. His mercy is there. His grace is there. His love is there. He has forgiven and has blessed us with everything. See, when he says the path of the just shines brighter and brighter, what does it mean? Is that? So let's learn to run with the word. Times are hard. I know times are challenging. And then you've seen a whole lot out there. Run with the word. Run back to the word. And hold the word and pray with it. Talk to him. Talk with him back with his word. And then you get answers. Hallelujah. What he has given us is an open answer. Don't focus on the question. Focus on the answer. Amen. Amen. Ask yourself, what are the things happening now? What are the things that are giving you concerns? Check in God's word. You see the answers that addresses that. Sickness, pain, lack, they are all there. They are all there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even if you can't understand it, that's where we lean. We depend on the Holy Spirit for interpretation. And he will give you. If you still don't understand it, you can call. And that's why during family meetings, people are asked to express themselves and ask questions. I read this, so I can't understand. Ask questions. And you will get clarity from his word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us rise up on our feet tonight. Amen. His spirit gives life. His spirit gives life. His spirit gives life. Gives life. That means I'm supposed to have clarity. I'm supposed to have clear direction. I can't be lost. I can't be disadvantaged. I should know what to do at all times. Yes, I should know what to do at all times. Even when it looks cloudy, it looks dark, it looks like there is no way. He makes a way. Hallelujah. Let's just talk to him tonight. Lord, thank you for clarity. Thank you because your word is super strong for me. Your word is enough for me. I lean on your word. I stand with your word. I eat your word. I eat your word and I allow it to do its work in me. Your word gives me clear direction. It gives me clarity. It gives me a clear path. Yes, thank you for your spirit at work in me. Thank you. Livre me hinda vada dosh. Kaba ina na ma kava gada deska. Livre mahanda vrama sheka da dos. Livre mahanta braga dos sote ina nisha da dia. I put away all manner of philosophies from men. Elamanda vama kaba yada dos shada dia na na shaga dia. I put away all manner of cultural and religious beliefs. But I run with the spirit. I eat the word and I run with that which the spirit directs me to do. If you're here and then you're thinking that, how do I get this? How do I get through? How do I break through? What's in front of you seem like a strong brick wall. But I assure you, you can break through. You you can break through. If you're here and that is giving you concern, just talk to him tonight. Talk to him tonight. Lord, help me. The Bible calls him our present help in time of need. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. There's never been a situation that is too tough for him to handle. Oh, yana manda la la de shana da manda yana ni kada dos. Rena manda bada dos som de hine kere yana no shana. I come. Shana da manda vana dos ke bayana de shana. Shana da bos se kene mantele yana de shana. Oh, yana mosh kana de yana. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There's someone actually. You are tossed between two decisions. And your heart, you're saying you want clarity, but you don't know how to go about it. You are tossed between two options. The Bible says that the Spirit of God knows all things and he calls him our help. That's his work. If you just depend on him and trust him, you'll get clarity. You know what to do. You will not lack the right decision to make. Just trust him. Stay yielded to him. Oh, for you are glorious, so glorious in your way. Lord, you are glorious, so glorious in your way. Oh, you are glorious, so glorious in your way. You are glorious.